It wasn't this fall, it was the one before that. And looked at all that stuff, and it was really crazy.
I guess where it comes through is, you know, like I said, it took out a lot of houses, but it could have been even worse. I think probably about the hardest hit was over there across the Ford Warner, and then it almost like it picked up for a little while and then set back down on the other side of Walnut. A lot of that, just on the other side of Walnut, was woods before it got to other houses. So, yeah, it spared a lot more than it could have, that's for sure.
About a few weeks ago, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, down around the 6 mile area, really tore things up down around on the other end of the county, down around the 6 mile area. That happened here a few weeks ago.
Didn't you say Jack had one go like by each side of him or something like that?
Jack Norris told me he was kind of in a Y, had one go each side of him.
Did it tear up any of his antenna?
Oh, he didn't touch him, but another one down there was KJ4. Let's see, Shane of 6, my KF4. Right now I can't remember his suffix. He gets hard on the warning system a lot. It almost nailed that Shane that's still in 6 mile. Right now I can't remember his full call right now, though.
Yeah, I tell you, with that big old tower Jack got there at this place, had one come up each side. I don't know how it got in. Man. Yeah, I hadn't talked to him in a while either. Need to get over there and see him before too much longer.
Where you live at, he's got 2 repeaters up on 6 Mile Mountain. 145.17, tone 162.2, and 441.800. Tone 110.9, I think, tone on it. Grew up on 6 Mile Mountain.
Well, he actually took me over there one time. That was fun. Daniel, you might appreciate this. I don't know if you're aware of him, but he fulfilled one of my childhood fantasies. They've got one of the old Firewatch towers on top of the mountain over there, and he took me up.
I bet you really, really enjoyed that.
That was real cool. I mean, because, like, as a kid, we'd ride by those towers. Like, man, I want to climb up in there. And, yeah, you know, here I was closing in on 60 and finally got to do it. Over.
Really, really, really awesome. As far as climbing towers goes, I was looking at a big water tower in Greer yesterday, and I was thinking about how neat it would be to climb up that one but there's no way to get up the bigger water tower just to climb them from the inside, and they got a big fence around it, security cameras and all kinds of stuff. I was like, that's not happening. That's too bad. But I did look at it, because it looked really neat. I was like, I bet you can see a lot from up there.
That 145-17 on the fire tower that's on the 6 Mile Mountain, that's where that 2 meter repeater is at, antenna's at.
Yeah, K-48, but, there was like a ton of antennas strapped to that fire tower. He was telling me that, because I had asked him, you know, how did y'all end up with the fire tower? And he was telling me that they bought that thing for like $1,000. But then, of course, they had to go tear it all down and transport it and rebuild it all. Again, with the fantasy as a kid, I just love to have one of those things to climb on and mount antennas on and such.
Puzzle. My grandfather worked in one of those back decades ago up on Sassafras Mountain, the one that was up there back in 1940.
Very cool. There was my grandparents and uncle lived outside of Idalia, Georgia. And over at my uncle's place, the property adjacent to him had one on it. So every time we ride by there, it's like, oh, I want to climb the tower. Or...
Back then, compared to now, everything was different. And I mean everything. Trying to get up there on Sassafras Mountain back in 1940 was almost the only way you could do it. Just about was on foot.
I would imagine that ride up 6 miles with Jack there, that was pretty interesting too. You can see they were trying to build like a hospital up there, and I don't think it ever got completed.
At some point it did, and they just gave up on it. Go ahead, Daniel.
I'm just playing around on this thing right now, trying to figure it out, trying to swap Wi-Fi's on here. Just being ornery. Y'all said y'all doubled really bad.
I was just saying I need to get out of here. Gotta make up for the work and all Friday. Get to bed here pretty shortly and get ready for the morning. Okay.
Same thing here really soon. I have to be at work at 6:45.
I was saying I didn't know he knew Jack Norris, but I see he did after all.
Sir, I believe I met Jack at the Ham Fest, at one of the Ham Fests, and I kept running into him, and we got to talking, and he invited me over, and I went over a couple of times, and I actually bought a tower from him, and then I couldn't get anybody to get the base put in, so we never even got it transported, and we sold it, so... like I said, I hadn't seen him in a while. I need to reach out to him. I'd like to go back over there and visit him for a little while.
You can catch him is the morning hours after, you know, from daylight to about 12 or 1 p.m. on 3856.
KJ4WZM.
KI4WWZ, you still in there channeling? KI4LZI4. I was just going to take and tell him. He was talking earlier about he could only run one radio at a time, that he needed to get him a duplexer or a triplexer from MFJ if he had still been in there.
He was on Echolink earlier.
Well, to him before I get to, I might see him Tuesday evening, I don't know. I'll mention that to him myself, and if you talk to him before I do, mention to him about he might be able to get a duplex or triplex from MFJ Enterprises the way he can hook both those radios up to that dual band antenna.
Know that.
Others who, you know, was in situations like that where they had a that one, two or three rails like that, and the antenna was one, and that's what they done. When I bought the 8900, it was built inside the radio, so I didn't have to worry about it. KI4LZI4. You go ahead and do whatever you're doing, Daniel. I'm just going to go back to monitoring, I guess. KI4LZI4.
Have yourself a good night. I'm going to go to sleep here in just a few minutes. I'm tired and I got a big day ahead of me tomorrow, I'm sure. KJ4 WZM 73 Street. Good night. I'll be clear.